Eina vanyenu v'riva rivenu. Riva rivenu, what is that? Fight or fights? What type of fights are we talking about? So Zefbe's Tfila explains that a person should really pour out their hearts at this point of the Amida. Hashem should have mercy on us and he should help us in the fight against the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara knows us intimately. It meets us where we're at. And in truth, we don't have the ability to vanquish our Yitzhara. The only way we can do it, says the Gemara, is with Hashem's help. Why is that? Because isn't that the whole point? The goal of the Yitzhara is to push us, is to stretch us, is to challenge us. Therefore, it meets us where we're at the point where we're actually unable to overcome it. We need that push. Only with Hashem's help. Only with Hashem's help can we grow. Can we develop ourselves to become bigger people. This idea is echoed by the Slanim Rebbe, the Yosod HaAvoda. What does it mean that Hashem's fighting? It's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is the one that we're mechuyev to fight. And we desperately need Hashem's help. And if you want to say that, you know, this is drush, it's taking it away from its simple meaning. And really we're talking about our physical enemies, our mortal enemies, who surround us throughout the generations, have always sought to obliterate us. The Shem Mishmul, the Sachacha of a Rebbe. There's Drash of a Chanukah. Explains that ultimately the enemies that we have outside are an expression of the enemies that we have inside. It's this idea that we have also in analysis, Rav Tais Rivam. It's the same idea. What's going on? It was the Yetzirah and all the forces of the Yetzirah. Shenas and Nafsham Shfeila v'nichnas lispal ol gazer sehem v'nehiva oiz b'nafsham lachshav sheshem rivimam. That on a certain level we accepted the reality of the domination of the Yevanim over us. We didn't have the energy to fight. But Hashem put into the hearts of the Makamim, raised their spirits, gave them a sense of confidence to enable them to fight. They fought like real adversaries, not feeling weak, not feeling bereft. So it was this inner weakness that needed to be dealt with. The Jewish people were on a spiritually low level at the time. We needed Hashem's help to arouse our spirits. That was true in so many of our battles. We've needed Hashem to help us overcome our enemies, our inner enemies and our outer enemies. Because the outer enemies attack when they see that we are vulnerable on the inside. That's something that we saw just a couple of years ago when Jewish people are ripping each other apart internally. The enemy seized the opportunity. There again, we were absolutely dependent on Hashem to fight our fight. So really this is happening on two levels. There's the inner work that needs to be done when we need Hashem's help. And there's the outer work as well, fighting our mortal enemies, where we need his help too.